The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist in possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I want to share with you a quick story. A sixth grade teacher posed the following question to her math class. A wealthy man dies and leaves $10 million in his will. One-fifth goes to his wife, one-fifth to his son, one-sixth to his butler, and the rest to the church. "Now," she asked her class, "what does each one get?" After a very long silence in the classroom, a little girl raised her hand, and the teacher called on her for the answer. With complete sincerity in her voice, she said, "They get a lawyer." She's probably right. Where there is a will, there is often a lawsuit. And someone in the crowd listening to Jesus said to him today, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." Life here on earth is short. Each life that exists, has ever existed, or will ever exist, is but a trifling thing in history, and at best we might get a footnote. So the question becomes for us, what do we do with it? With all this time that we have, what do we do? Let's look at the man in the gospel and see how he answered this question. The man who asks Jesus to tell his brother to share the inheritance with him. This man comes to Jesus Christ, the Lord of the universe, the maker of all that is, and he can't see beyond himself. This man is only interested in his own problems. He sees Jesus only as a teacher with authority and prestige who can help sort out his case. This man is blind to the reality of Christ, Christ who stands right before him. Because he is consumed with his desire of his share of his parents' money. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What does all this man's worry over matters of money and of having a share of the inheritance add up to? Vanity. A human heart has a tremendous capacity to seek things of this world without paying any attention to the things that really matter. Too often we struggle to accumulate things in this world and completely neglect Christ standing right in front of us, just as the man in the gospel did today. And the Lord teaches us that putting our hearts into the pursuit of wealth and worldly well-being is foolishness. God calls the man, the rich man in the gospel today, a fool. Because neither happiness nor authentic human life itself are founded on worldly goods. Our life does not consist in the abundance of our possessions. In the parable that our Lord speaks of in the gospel, the rich man speaks of, he discloses his value system in this dialogue that's taking place in his mind. This man sees himself in a very secure position because he has great resources. He bases his stability and his happiness on his wealth. And there are many of us that do this too throughout the world, Catholics, Christians, everybody. But let me let you in on a little secret. This desire for greater wealth and greater security causes a greater disunity with God. It causes a greater inability in ourselves to trust God. The God who made heaven and earth, the God in whom we live and move and have our being, the God who provides for all the sparrows of the sky and the mice of the field, the God who has counted every hair on your head, the God who loves you with the greatest of loves. Our desire for wealth diminishes our ability to trust in him. My brothers and sisters, again I ask, what do we do with our life? And Christ has answered it for us in the gospel today. He calls us to a richness of life, not to be rich in life. The richness and flourishing of life that can only be found in heavenly things. A life dedicated to Christ and his church. A life of prayer. A life lived for others. A life modeled after Christ himself. This is how we become rich in the ways that matter. And this is what we do with our life.